Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up. Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. The signs of springtime are in the air. Tulips and daffodils are starting to make an appearance. In today's episode, we're going to highlight an exciting partnership between the Sheriff's Department and South Summit School District, give details about upcoming speaker series events hosted by the Health Department, cover the latest updates on the Cedar Crest Overlay Project in Hoytsville, and go over some important tick awareness and safety tips. Remember, when the temps start to climb, these unwelcome hitchhikers appear. All right, let's get into the news.
At this week's council meeting, Summit County Sheriff Frank Smith and Chief Deputy Casey Bates honored and delivered thanks to South Summit School District Superintendent Greg Mon for his idea turned into reality to bring a school resource officer into the South Summit School District. Summit County helped make this possible by providing half the funding for the position. Deputy Wes Stewart is the officer making strides in this important role in keeping students and staff safe at South Summit Schools. Here is what Superintendent Greg Mon had to say about the partnership during the council meeting.
And that's what this whole partnership has felt like, is the right people in the right place at the right time to make this happen. So thank you to you as a council for supporting that. Thank you to the Sheriff's Department. And for me personally, thank you to the board for being willing to also invest in that kind of a partnership. It's already been fantastic, and kids are already benefiting just from the relationship piece of things. They love our SRO, and really that's what it's about.
The Eastern Summit County Planning Commission held another work session related to the Cedar Crest Village Overlay Project on Thursday, April 18th. The primary purpose of the meeting was to hear from the applicant and have an open discussion on their proposed enabling ordinance document, which includes development standards and the community structure plan. The applicant is hopeful that the ordinance will receive a recommendation from the Planning Commission soon. From there, it would be presented to the County Council for their final approval.
To be clear, an approval of the ordinance would not mean final project approval. Basically, the possible approval of this ordinance would provide guidelines for what the applicant's future land map has to include. The Planning Commission had the opportunity to ask questions and provide feedback for the applicant on this ordinance. From here, they will take the feedback and come back for a public hearing. The next tentatively scheduled meeting is on Thursday, May 16th at 6 p.m. For more information about the project, please visit summitcounty.org/cedarcrest.
The health of the environment around us has a direct impact on our human health. The Summit County Health Department encourages the public to attend their next session in the Climate Change and Public Health Speaker Series this May 2024, and that'll be focused on health and our changing environment. Attendees will have the opportunity to share their ideas, concerns, and questions about how a changing environment along the Wasatch Back is impacting their health and that of their family and community.
We will be hosting two events with the same topics and format to encourage participation and gather feedback from both the eastern and western sides of Summit County. The details are as follows. The first option is on May 14th at 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Canvas Services Building. And the second option is on May 20th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Swanner Preserve and Eco Center. For more info and to register, visit summitcountyhealth.org/speaker-series.
We've been talking about this event for the past few weeks on the podcast, but we're here to spread the good word that the Summit County Stormwater Coalition and the Summit County Planning Department are presenting their third annual Trails, Trash, and Tunes event on Saturday, May 11th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Wanship Trailhead. So, the reason why we're sharing again is that there's some exciting new developments to share about this already spectacular event. It's that the first 50 attendees to arrive at the event get a free meal voucher for food from Savory Kitchen Park City.
The purpose of the event is to welcome in springtime and celebrate the earth with some rail trail cleanup, education about stormwater, noxious weeds identification, and more. There will be live music from Pixie and the Party Grass Boys, presented by Mountain Town Music, a beer garden with brews for sale by Offset Beer, kids activities thanks to Summit County Library with coloring, books, and games.
Registration is free and not required, but we would really like to know how many people to expect. So do us a favor and register today to let us know you're coming at summitcounty.info/trailstrashtunes24.
Tick season has begun, and spending time outside could bring you in close contact with ticks. Ticks live in grassy, brushy, and wooded areas, or even on animals. Many people get ticks in their own yard or neighborhood. Wearing long-sleeved clothing and certain insect repellents can help keep the ticks away, and light-colored clothing also makes the ticks easier to spot.
We want to encourage everybody to take protective action as ticks come out this season. Here are things that you can do to prevent tick and other bug bites. Use EPA-registered insect repellents containing DEET, picaridin, or oil of lemon eucalyptus. Avoid wooded and brushy areas with high grass. Walk in the center of trails. Treat clothing and gear with 0.5% permethrin.
If you find a tick attached to your skin, remove the tick as soon as possible. There are several tick removal devices on the market, but a plain set of fine-tip tweezers works very well. And if you get a tick bite and develop symptoms like rashes, aches and pains, and even the fever or chills within a few weeks, see your healthcare provider.
Apply now through May 1st to serve as a volunteer on citizen committees within Eastern Summit County or the Snyderville Basin. These committees are focused on providing feedback and recommendations to county leadership regarding the county's moderate income housing strategies for both of these areas. Summit County is seeking two individuals to serve on the committee representing Eastern Summit County Moderate Income Housing Plan and two individuals representing the Snyderville Basin Moderate Income Housing Plan. The applications are due by 5 p.m. on May 1st. The requirements and additional details can be found online at summitcounty.org/volunteerboards. For questions, you can contact Summit County's Economic Development and Housing Manager, Elise Katz, at ekatz@summitcounty.org. All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.